the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com, part of the Explore Your Town Media Network, is brought to you by the Triple R Roadhouse off Exit 62 of Interstate 80 in the Clarion Mall. See their menu online at RRRoadhouse.com. By All American Awards and Engraving, they'll put just about anything on just about everything. See their selection online at AllAmericanHQ.com. By Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler, the power of two. Check out their complete inventory online. By Bauer Truck Repair, 24-hour roadside service, towing, recovery, and heavy-duty truck repair from Bowers. By Smathers Insurance Agency, with more than 50 years of experience offering a wide variety of plans to handle all your insurance needs. Brought to you by Carly Tire, for all your tire needs and the great brands you love. By Galbraith's Furniture, competitive pricing, quality furniture, and committed to your service and satisfaction on Main Street in Brookville. By GR Cellular, no contract, no credit check, no hassle, they just save you money. Visit grcellular.com. And by the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny, ECUA, bringing affordable associate degrees to your backyard. Visit online at ecuapa.org. And we welcome you into the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show here on D9Sports.com, part of the Explore Your Town Media Network. I am Dustin Kuiper. Alongside me tonight, Chris Rossetti. And we're excited to bring you Week 7 of the high school football season and wrap things up for you here on the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show. Well, this week, I don't know, about half the final scores have made their way in. At this point in the night, a lot of exciting football games out there tonight as well. As right now, as we're just getting an update here, one of the more exciting games this evening in the Mountain League between Clearfield and Tyrone, a big game as Clearfield tries to claim that top spot in the Mountain League. Clearfield scoring with just under a minute to play to retake the lead, 27-26 in that football game. 4th and 10 for Tyrone with just under 25 seconds left. They try to flea flicker, fails. Turnover on downs goes back to Clearfield with 18 seconds left. So it looks like the Bison are going to continue their winning ways in the regular season, as we can't put a final down on that one yet, but it's looking good for Clearfield, as it looks like they're going to win that football game tonight, 27-26. Already right to the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard we go with that one, 27-26. It looks like that game's going to go final. And, folks, the reason why that's a big game for the Clearfield Bison is because, well, of course, we already talked about how they are atop that Mountain League. They now move to, with that win, barring any type of crazy situation or miracle there, Clearfield's going to move to 5-0 in the Mountain League, 7-0 overall, and that'll drop Tyrone to 4-2. The only other team with one loss in that league is Central Martinsburg with a 3-1 conference record. So that's why that's an important victory tonight for Clearfield, and let's hope they hold on to that one. Of course, they have the football under 30 seconds to play, and so you have to believe things are looking good for the Bison in that one tonight. Notable with that, too, and the reason why we were very closely watching that one is because this Clearfield team, they don't lose very often in the regular season. They've won their first 6 regular season games this year. They won all 9 last year before that AAA championship game, which, of course, doesn't count as a regular season game. They won it. And then in 2011, they finished off the season with 4 straight regular season victories. So that totals up to 19 straight regular season games. And a quick count, so I'm going to say unofficially just to cover myself on this one, but a quick count had 38 of their last 39 regular season games going in favor of the Clearfield Bison. So when you put all of that together, it tells you that this Clearfield team does not lose very often in the regular season, and it doesn't look like they're going to tonight. They didn't tonight, as Chris Rossetti just hops in here and says this game has gone final, and certainly appreciate the text we were getting there from, who was updating us on that one?
Ann Butler's updating us on that one.
That's right. Ann Butler is the one that's going to be sending us the scores on that one from the Clearfield game. So forgot about that, but a big thank you to Ann. She's been a great help to us from Clearfield so far this season, and we appreciate her. That game goes final, so we'll update that one for you on the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard. Let's continue with that All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard as we take a look through. Boy, we're getting finals coming in left and right here as well. So let's get to some of these updates here. In the AML North tonight on the All-American Awards and Engraving Scoreboard, last update we have Cameron County 27, Otto Eldred 26, and that is midway through the fourth quarter of play. So another great one to keep our eye on here. Big game in the AML North saw Smethport come away with a 23-13 victory over the Cowdersport Falcons, which sets up a big game next week for Smethport, as Smethport will travel to Sheffield. That game's going to be Saturday afternoon next week, as those two teams, assuming Sheffield avoids getting, you know, the spoiler of Port Allegheny tomorrow, and you're going to see a big one in the AML North coming up next Saturday, but Smethport comes away a winner there. We'll update the standings for you later in the show. AML South, Kerwinsville 27, Ridgeway 24. That was late in the fourth quarter. Let's see if we do have an update on that one. And that's the most recent one that we do have there. 2:34 left in the football game, and it was 27-24, Kerwinsville beating Ridgeway. That game being played tonight at Johnsonburg. Kerwinsville and Ridgeway playing at Johnsonburg. Of course, Ridgeway and Johnsonburg with the co-op this year. And this would have been Johnsonburg's homecoming night, so they play the game at Johnsonburg this evening. At the end of the third quarter, Brockway 49, Elk County Catholic 12. That was a 7:30 kickoff, so we'll be going final on that one a little bit later. In the KSAC Large School Division, we see a final score of Carson City 56, Punxsutawney 6. Midway through the fourth quarter, Montauk 33, St. Mary's 26. In the Small School Division, Keystone 30, AC Valley 14. That score was?
That's a final.
A final score. So I should say is a final score, to be grammatically correct, right? And Union, this one just going final, actually, as we update the scoreboard on the fly here, as Union defeats Clarion Limestone tonight 32-21. As Chris takes over updating the scoreboard for us, Union 32, Clarion Limestone 21. And, of course, folks, if you are at a game or you're at home, whatever the case, you want to find these scores, just check out our blog, d9sports.wordpress.com, or go to d9sports.com and click on the link for the live in-game scoreboard. Great resource to have on Friday nights, just to know what's going on, especially in these waning weeks of the season as we watch the playoffs come into a little bit clearer picture over the next few weeks. Anyway, back to the scoreboard we go, as we do have that final, Union 32, Clarion Limestone 21. It was Keystone 30, AC Valley 14. We had that one as a final score. Clarion 50, Red Bank Valley nothing was the final score from that one. Or did I have a typo on that, Chris? Let's double check that one. I don't think that one's actually right. So it might have made a typo. 7 weeks of typing in scores on this, Chris, and I'm questioning myself now on one particular score there. So we'll double check and make sure we have that one right. In the Mountain League play, we just mentioned this one. It goes final. Clearfield 27, Tyrone 26. Huge victory tonight for the Bison. We hope to talk with Andy Bricky from the broadcast crew, First Media Radio broadcast crew, later on in our show tonight. Non-conference action. Final scores, Dubois 55, Brookville 14, General McLean 70, Bradford 0, and I think we do have an updated.
That is a final score on the Kane game as well.
Okay, the 50-14 score?
Yeah, 50-14 is now final there.
Awesome. Okay, so we have a 50-14 final score, Kane and St. Joseph's Catholic Academy. Good old St. Joe's. I like to call them AML off week, because that's pretty much what their schedule has been made up of this year. They're going to see AC Valley, I think, next week, though, right?
The Kerwinsville-Ridgeway game has now gone final. Kerwinsville 27, Ridgeway 24. There was a failed onside kick by the Elkers after they got to within three. So that's a final score now, Dustin.
Should have never questioned myself either. I knew I shouldn't have questioned myself. It was Clarion 50, Red Bank Valley 0 was the final score of that KSAC small school division game between the Bobcats and the Bulldogs. So that leaves us with not too many final scores to have to track down here tonight, as you just passed along Kerwinsville Ridgeway, and we have the Cameron County Otto Eldred game that's going to be going final momentarily. That's going to be a fun one to watch in the waning moments tonight as well.
Hey, Dustin, it's great to know that people are out there listening to the show, because I got two texts about that Clarion score while you were giving it. Both Ray Burkhart from Clarion and Glenn Watson from
yes.
Red Bank Valley both texted me to let me know that, yes, the final
good.
Was 50-0. So
I should have trusted myself.
It is nice to know that people
yep.
are out there listening to us, though.
So what we know now, and I got one from one of the broadcasters from one of our affiliates, WCCR and Clarion, and so we have three people listening to us tonight, so that's exciting. At least three. I guess we can assume there might be a few more than that. We're happy to have you along tonight. Looking forward to a great show this evening. We have folks from all across District 9, Christian Savinsky from WFRM-AM and Cabbageport joining us. Chris.
Yeah, the Montauk-St. Mary's score has also now gone final. Montauk 33-26.
Great. All right, so there you go. How about that win for Montauk, too? That's going to be something to talk about later in the show. Right now, though, let's step aside, take a time out. We'll try to calm things down back here as we get things organized and get ready to go. Final scores are coming in left and right, and we're excited to get week number 7 show kicked off here right after this. It is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations on the Marcellus gas tanks. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles, too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy 4 qualifying Cooper Tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
Explore Gail Brett's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Gail Brett's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Gail Brett's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
It's always something.
You wouldn't take a long drive without checking the oil, gas, fluids, and tires. Maybe you should check your auto insurance, too.
Fill her up? No, just check the deductible.
Talk to your independent agent. We're driven to get you the best rate. R. James Mathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Hey, Gertrude, did you hear about that fire in Brookville?
Huh?
Yeah, I saw it on that there ExploreClarion.com.
Oh, I heard of them.
Yeah, they also had something on the fair in Clarion.
Huh?
Yeah, the fair in Clarion. I saw it on ExploreClarion.com.
Stop paying for local news. Visit ExploreClarion.com for 24/7 up-to-the-minute local and breaking news, weather, obituaries, events, and more. ExploreClarion.com, your number one source for local news covering Clarion, Jefferson, and surrounding counties.
We'll be right back.
Back into the Triple R Roadhouse Friday night overtime show, D9Sports.com. Dustin Kiefer, Chris Rossetti with you. Week number 7 of the high school football season. And Chris, other than tomorrow evening's game, Sheffield and Port Allegheny, we have every final involving a District 9 team. Before we go out on the GR Cellular Hotline, Chris, you want to take a look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard? How about I do it, though? I'm assuming that's what the frantic pointing toward me is. So the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard looks like that's the beauty of radio, isn't it, folks? Hand communications. AML North, Cameron County 27, Otto Eldred 26. That final just coming in. Cameron County holds on for that victory. Smethport 23, Cowdersport 13. Big win for the Hubbers tonight. Sets up a big showdown. Assuming a Sheffield victory tomorrow, if Port Allegheny cannot play the role of spoiler, it'll be a big matchup, Smethport and Sheffield next week. Kerwinsville 27, Ridgeway 24 in the AML South. That one just goes final. Brockway 49, Elk County Catholic 20 as a final score. KSAC Large School Division, Montauk 33, St. Mary's 26. How about that win for the Warriors? Their first win of the 2013 campaign. Carin City 56, Punxsutawney 6. The Gremlins remain atop the KSAC Large School Division. In the KSAC Small School Division, Clarion clinches that KSAC Small School Division and the top seed in the District 9 playoffs. Because of being the top team out of the KSAC Small School Division, they precede them there. Clarion 50, Red Bank Valley nothing. Union helps their chances out of making the playoffs as they go to 3-4 on the year. Union 32, Clarion Limestone 21. Keystone gets their first win of the season. Keystone 30, AC Valley 14. In Mountain League play, a huge win for Clearfield tonight over Tyrone. A come-from-behind victory. Less than a minute to play. They score 27-26. They hold on to beat Tyrone tonight. In non-conference play, Dubois 55, Brookville 14, General McLean 70, Bradford nothing, and Kane 50, St. Joseph's Catholic Academy 14. Back we go to the AML North, and it was Smethport 23, Cowdersport 13, a final score tonight, and that takes us to the GR Cellular Hotline as we bring in our first guest tonight, Christian Savinsky from WFRM AM in Cowdersport. And, of course, you can hear him online at redzonemedia.com as well. Christian, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Christian, a big game tonight for Cowdersport, Smethport, in their attempts to stay atop that AML North division. Had a chance to actually, Christian, didn't tell you this, but I actually had a chance to tune into much of that game on redzonemedia.com here in our studios. And, boy, it sounded like the quarterback, Smethport quarterback Dustin Zedwick, really had a heck of a night tonight, a couple of big runs, and really just seemed to control things offensively for the Hubbers tonight.
Yeah, he was able to score all three touchdowns tonight for Smethport on the ground. Cowdersport had a lot of trouble with the read option in the first half. That's how Zetler scored all three of his scores. He did a good job on masking the ball as he did a lot of play actions. And every time he would run the football, when he scored all three touchdowns, Cowdersport didn't even know he had the football until he was out of reach. So he hit the ball that well, and he had a good burst of speed through the line of scrimmage and was able to put all three scores on. He had the first two in the first half, and the third quarter, Cowdersport began to shut down the read option until he scored late again on the third touchdown to pretty much put the game away. But he was definitely a huge factor for Smethport tonight.
Yeah, I was just going to say that game was 14-13 since what? I guess late in the second quarter, that score, County touchdown made it 14-13. And it stayed that way for much of the second half until, were there any opportunities for Cowdersport to take that lead? Cowdersport never did lead in this football game. They had it tied at 7 apiece, so about 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Really, any chances for Cowdersport in that second half to take the lead when it was 14-13?
No, they couldn't really get anything going in the second half, and it kind of surprised me because the game last week against Cameron County, they had a second-half surge. They put on 20 points, but this half they were shut out. It seemed like Smethport was able to figure out Cowdersport's rushing attack, and Cowdersport went away from the pass. They were 6-12 in the first half for 114 yards, and they only attempted 4 passes in the second half, and none of them were completed. And Smethport did a good job of shutting down Hoffman, and Height was unable to get really any rhythm going, and they just had to keep playing the ball back. Neither team really had any rhythm until late there in the fourth quarter when Smethport put that final touchdown with just, I think, about 4 minutes to go. So a good 20 minutes the second half went scoreless before that last 5 minutes. So neither team really had the offense going. And I think Cowersport barely had the ball past the 50-yard line in the second half. So Smithport's defense did a really good job shutting down Cowersport's rushing attack. They've been successful all year. I think Hoffman was held under 100 yards, and I don't think that's happened all year either. And he was really shut down as far as the rushing attack goes for Cowersport. Luncheon only had, I think, only 19 yards. Height did pretty good on the ground in the first half, but just the rhythm was not there for Cowersport.
Christian, it's Chris here. When you talk about the Smithport defense, they came up with that big fourth down and two stop. One of the few times, as you mentioned, that Cowersport threw in the second half was on that fourth and two.
Mm-hmm.
As we were listening to, I actually commented to Dustin that that's not something you see Cowdy do in a situation like that, fourth and two, step back to throw the ball there. Were you a little surprised that they went to the air in that situation?
Yeah, it certainly was. It was fourth and two on their own 30-yard line, and there was still 6 minutes to go in the game, and it was still just a one-point game. So I was really surprised by even the decision to go for it, as Cowersport's defense was doing really well in shutting down Smithport's offense. So, yeah, very surprising for them to throw the ball in fourth and two, and as they have a good fullback there in the Luncheon, that's a good power back, and he's good in those short-yardage situations. And it seemed like Smithport read pass the whole way as they sent a wholesale package against on the blitz. And as soon as Height had the ball in his hands, he was hit, and the ball was in the air. It was ruled incomplete. I thought it was a fumble at first, but it was incomplete. But nonetheless, it was fourth down. And it's just a strange situation for Cowersport to even not just to be going on fourth down and two, but to be throwing it in that situation in the ballgame.
Well, not only that, then they let up the touchdown, and then there's the safety right after that. And so that,
That
to me, would be the real big turning point in that game. Would you agree?
Absolutely, yeah. Cowersport, there was just a one-point game at that point, and that put the ball on Cowersport's 30-yard line. And the way Smithport's running attack was working, not so much in the second half, but they're that deep in Cowersport's end, and the momentum really out of the sails. And the touchdown, not so much the touchdown, I think, was after the turnover, but the safety. I mean, the next time Cowersport had the ball, they had the ball on their own 5-yard line, down 21-13, and they passed the ball on their own 5-yard line, first and 10, which that was surprising to me. You're that deep in your own end and first and 10 and your own 5, I would think a run would be a smart decision to get the ball, give yourself a little bit more room to throw the football, as they had 95 yards to go with 3 minutes to go. So,
well, Christian, one last thought from you here before we let you go tonight, but you've seen Sheffield, right, earlier this season,
mm-hmm.
when they played Cowersport. I know you're a broadcaster for Cowersport, WFRM AM up there in Cowersport, one of our affiliates as well, too, but you just saw Smithport tonight. If Sheffield gets past Port Allegheny tomorrow, you have a big showdown there in the ML North, the last week of divisional play, week 8 next week, on Saturday afternoon. What do you see happening in that game next week?
That's going to be a pretty good game, I think. Sheffield's got the Drake Jackson, a really quick back that really ate apart Cowersport. I think he had all 3 touchdowns against them as well, almost 200 yards on the ground. Both teams bring a pretty good running game, obviously, and I think Sheffield had the upper hand in passing, as Noah Heater has been a good receiver for Sheffield this year, too. And seeing as Sheffield is at home, I give them a little bit of an edge. It's going to be a real close game, though. I say within one touchdown probably is the decision maker, but both good rushing attacks on either side. So it's a tough one. It's a coin flip, but I think it was the Sheffield with a home field advantage.
Well, Christian, we appreciate your time here tonight. Thank you very much for joining us. And, hey, enjoy the rest of the season up there. Thanks a lot for taking some time to chat with us tonight.
Not a problem, guys. Have a good evening.
That was Christian Savinsky, the play-by-play guy. Actually, I'll tell you what. I commend Christian because Christian, he's a lone broadcaster. He's by himself on those games, WFRM AM and Cowersport. Not an easy thing to do. He does a great, great job with it. He's on redzonemedia.com as well. So great job by Christian Savinsky, as always, and we certainly appreciated him joining us on the GR Cellular Hotline tonight on the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show. All right, it's time for us to step aside. We'll take a timeout. That'll take us pretty much right up to the 10 o'clock hour. We'll come back, wrap up this first half hour, and then get you set up for the second part of our show here and get you in line for all of our interviews and everything that's coming up. This is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show right here on D9Sports.com.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy four qualifying Cooper Tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know.
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
You wouldn't take a long drive without checking the oil, gas, fluids, and tires. Maybe you should check your auto insurance, too.
Filler up? No, just check the deductible.
Talk to your independent agent. We're driven to get you the best rate. R. James Mathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations in the Marcellus gas tanks. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Heading out to a Friday night football game or tuning in at home to listen to your local team? Once your game is over, tune into the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Scores from across all of District 9 and what it all means with reactions, updated standings, interviews, and more. We wrap up your Friday nights with the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Listen online every Friday night from 9:30 till 11 on D9Sports.com.
Hey, Gertrude, did you hear about that fire in Brookville?
Huh?
Yeah, I saw it on that there ExploreClarion.com.
Oh, I heard of them.
Yeah, they also had something on the fair in Clarion.
Huh?
Yeah, the fair in Clarion. I saw it on ExploreClarion.com.
Stop paying for local news. Visit ExploreClarion.com for 24/7 up-to-the-minute local and breaking news, weather, obituaries, events, and more. ExploreClarion.com, your number one source for local news covering Clarion, Jefferson, and surrounding counties.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles, too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
All right, back here in the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show, D9Sports.com. Dustin Kiefer and Chris Rossetti with you, heading up to the 10 o'clock hour here. So we will step aside momentarily to allow our stations to identify themselves. Coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, going to talk with Andy Brickley from the First Media Radio Group, one of the broadcasters, stat guy, actually, for that Clearfield game. Looking forward to hopefully chatting with him. We're scheduled to be joined by him. Also, a little bit later on in the show, we'll be chatting with, well, maybe, potentially somebody from that Clarion game, right,
John Cadis?
Yeah, John Cadis is going to be joining us. So we had him in studio a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to have him on the phone, the GR Cellular Hotline, in just a little bit, so we look forward to that. But coming up in just a moment, inside the 10 o'clock hour, we'll be talking with running back for the Kerwinsville Golden Tide, Zach Tibbins. And that's coming up in just one moment. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com, part of the Explore Your Town Media Network, is brought to you by the Triple R Roadhouse off Exit 62 of Interstate 80 in the Clarion Mall. See their menu online at RRRoadhouse.com. By All American Awards and Engraving, putting just about anything on just about everything. See their selection online at AllAmericanHQ.com. By Galbraith's Furniture, competitive price and quality furniture and committed to your service and satisfaction on Main Street in Brookville. By Carly Tire, for all your tire needs and the great brands you love. By Smathers Insurance Agency, with more than 50 years experience offering a wide variety of plans to handle all your insurance needs. By Bauer Truck Repair, 24-hour roadside service, towing, recovery, and heavy-duty truck repair from Bowers. By Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler, the power of two. Check out their complete inventory online. By GR Cellular, no contract, no credit check, no hassle, they just save you money. Visit grcellular.com. And by the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny, ECUA, bringing affordable associate degrees to your backyard. Visit online at ecuapa.org. And this portion of the show is brought to you by the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny, ECUA. Classes offered in your backyard through interactive TV. Act now for spring session before your seat is gone. Check them out online at ecuapa.org. Offering associate degrees in business administration and interdisciplinary studies for high school juniors and seniors and adult students as well. A quick look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard before we head on the GR Cellular Hotline as we start with the AML North. Cameron County 27, Otto Elbert 26. These are all final scores. Smethport 23, Countersport 13, and the AML South, Kerwinsville 27, Ridgeway 24, and Brockway beats Elk County Catholic tonight 49-20. In the large school division of the CASAC, Montauk 33, St. Mary's 26, Montauk their first win of the 2013 season. Carn City 56, Punxsutawney 6. In the small school division of the Keystone Shortway Athletic Conference, it was Keystone 30, AC Valley 14, Union 32, Clarion Limestone 21. And again, that Keystone win, by the way, gets them off the 0-for mark in the win column. They're now 1-6 on the year. Clarion 50, Red Bank Valley 0. In the Mountain League, Clearfield, come from behind victory. They led much of this football game. This was a tight game the whole way through. Clearfield scores under a minute to play, 27-26 victory for the Bison tonight. In non-conference action, Dubois 55, Brookville 14. It was General McLean 70, Bradford 0. Kane 50, St. Joseph's Catholic Academy 14. Tomorrow evening, it's homecoming, Port Allegheny under the lights on a Saturday night hosts Sheffield in AML North play. So there you go. That is your All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard. Coach the team, maybe you own a business, whatever the case, if you need to honor or reward or recognize the people on your team or in your business, check out the selection that All-American Awards and Engraving has for you. Visit them online, allamericanhq.com. Allamericanhq.com is the place to go. All right, we head out on the GR Cellular Hotline now, and we take you back to the AML South, where tonight a final score, Kerwinsville defeats Ridgeway 27-24, and that takes us up to Johnsonburg, actually, where that game was played, and we talk with running back for the Kerwinsville Golden Tide, Zach Tibbins. And Zach, big congratulations to you tonight on the victory over Ridgeway as you guys move to 6-1 on the year.
Thank you.
So, Zach, taking a look at this season for you guys, I mean, tonight, a game where Ridgeway actually takes an early lead on you guys tonight. You guys get a couple touchdown lead late in the football game. You hold on for the victory tonight. Tell us a little bit about how this game played out up at Johnsonburg tonight, would you?
Well, we started off slow, and we just couldn't get off the ball, and then our defense started stepping up, and then we just started getting off the ball and just keep pounding it down the field and just kept scoring, and that's how it turned out.
Zach, Chris Rossetti here. You know, you guys had the one tough game up at Kane, but other than that, you're having a pretty successful season. How are you guys able to put that game with Kane behind you and win the next couple of weeks after that?
Well, we just put that behind us and just keep moving forward. That's all we have to do is just keep moving forward and just keep going back up to the top. That's where we need to be, and that's where we're going to be. So,
You know, there's a long tradition of good football at Kerwinsville under Andy Evanko, really since Andy came in back in the late 90s, and you guys are keeping that up. And this year you guys are doing it offensively with a ground-pounding attack that you lead, basically. You guys don't throw the ball a lot, so I would imagine you face a lot of 8, 9, 10-man in the box type situations, but it doesn't seem to faze you guys at all. Talk about the ability for you to find the holes in your linemen to create that holes despite everybody knowing what's going to be happening.
Yeah, I got to thank my line so much. They just pound right open the holes, and I got to thank my fullback, Alex Olson. He just gets me up in there and explodes that hole and just opens it so I can drive a truck right through it and just keep running.
And then defensively, you know, it's always been a pride at Kerwinsville to be able to play good defense. Where do you think you are right now defensively as a football team?
What?
Where do you think you are defensively as a football team right now?
I'd say we're pretty good. We just need to keep working, and we keep working on our pass defense and our run defense. We're going to be unstoppable.
Zach, thanks for joining us tonight. We know you got to get back and get on that bus and get to Kerwinsville. We appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your Friday night to join us here.
Oh, thank you.
And that was Zach Tibbins, Kerwinsville Golden Tide running back, second leading rusher yardage wise in District 9 behind Zach Roman from Brookville. Of course, hard to catch up to a guy like Zach Roman from Brookville, 1,262 yards. Tibbins is on his way there. Roman started the year with, back-to-back 300-plus yard games for the Brookville Blue Raiders, but Tibbins coming into this week, over 1,000 yards rushing, 1,068 yards on 158 carries. He did have 12 touchdown runs as well. So congratulations to him and the entire Kerwinsville squad on their victory tonight. That's a great win to get there as they move on to 6-1 on the season, and of course it's going to be hard to see Kane dropping a game there in that AML South. I'm trying to find my schedule here for
they would
next
need to
week.
Drop two games because they would have the tiebreaker. So
yep,
Kane,
it's not happening.
Yeah,
because
Kane's it then. I mean, yeah. Kane would have to lose. Well, let's see, we're in what week? Yeah, that's it. Kane's
next
got,
week
yeah,
is the last
yeah,
week
Kane,
of divisional
Kane,
play.
Kane's got that division all wrapped up.
Yeah, then. I guess I never really put that together, but that's what happens when you and I start talking to each other. Maybe we should do that more often. Anyway, yeah, there we go. So I guess Kane has the AML South. But, yeah, Kerwinsville, they're going to be an interesting opponent in the Class A playoffs for that Class A bracket because, yeah, you got to figure Kane. Kane's a very stout team as well in that AML South, but they're a double-A team. So that's going to be an interesting squad in the AML South as well. But, hey, we have a look at that. Let's take a quick look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard before we take our first break of the 10 o'clock hour. As we take you through the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard, we see a non-conference play, Dubois 55, Brookville 14, General McLean 70, Bradford 0, Kane 50, St. Joseph's Catholic Academy 14. In the AML North, Cameron County 27, Otto Eldred 26, Smethport 23, Cowdy 13. In the AML South, it's Kerwinsville 27, Ridgeway 24, Brockway 49, Elk County Catholic 20. In the KSAC Large School Division, it was Montauk 33, St. Mary's 26, Carn City 56, Punxsutawney 6. KSAC Small School Division saw Keystone beat AC Valley 30-14, and Union over Clarion Limestone 32-21, Clarion over Red Bank Valley 50-0. In the Mountain League, Clearfield 27, Tyrone 26. Coming up after the break, as we step aside here, we have John Cadis, quarterback for the Clarion Area Bobcats, coming up in just a moment. This is the Triple R Roadhouse, Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations on the Marcellus gas tanks. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles, too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
Heading out to a Friday night football game or tuning in at home to listen to your local team. Once your game is over, tune into the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Scores from across all of District 9 and what it all means with reactions, updated standings, interviews, and more. We wrap up your Friday nights with the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Listen online every Friday night from 9:30 till 11 on D9Sports.com.
Explore Gail Brett's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Gail Brett's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Gail Brett's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy four qualifying Cooper tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shipmanville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shipmanville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Hey, Gertrude, did you hear about that fire in Brookville?
Huh?
Yeah, I saw it on that there ExploreClarion.com.
Oh, I heard of them.
Yeah, they also had something on the fair in Clarion.
Huh?
Yeah, the fair in Clarion. I saw it on ExploreClarion.com.
Stop paying for local news. Visit ExploreClarion.com for 24/7 up-to-the-minute local and breaking news, weather, obituaries, events, and more. ExploreClarion.com, your number one source for local news covering Clarion, Jefferson, and surrounding counties.
Welcome back to the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show with D9Sports.com. Chris Rossetti here alongside the one, the only, the count, Dustin DJ Kiefer. We now go out to the GR Cellular Hotline where we bring in Clarion quarterback John Cadis. Second time we've had John this year, first time on the GR Cellular Hotline. John threw for 331 yards and four touchdowns. Of course, the 331 yards unofficial and four touchdowns in the Bobcats' 50-0 win over Red Bank Valley.
So a decent night for John, you would say.
Yeah, a decent night for
okay.
John. John, congratulations on a huge night for yourself.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You know, I got to see about the first half of that game. As you know, you guys struggled a little bit out of the gate, but obviously once you got rolling, you got rolling.
Yeah, we did. Our guys did a really good job stepping up tonight. We came off to a really slow start, but due to a couple of fumbles by some key players, but we got our heads together and started making some good plays.
To me, really, the key was you're up 14-0. Red Bank's got the ball. I think it was like 4th and 4 at your 44. They elect the punt instead of going for it. You throw a long pass down the far sideline to Antonio Treese. That's followed up by, I think, a Damian Slyke touchdown run to make it 21-0. How big was it for your defense to hold them there and then for the offense to make that into a three-score game at that point?
Yeah, the defense did a heck of a job tonight. They stepped up really big. I mean, we stopped them on a goal line stand, and then, like you just said before, we stopped them there on our on the four-yard line, and we got the ball back, and we called a sprint out pass, and they had nobody over Antonio Treese, so he was supposed to run a wheel route, and he ran straight down the field uncovered, and I threw him the ball, and he got down there to about the 3 or 4 yard line, and then ran a power to Slyke, and our line did a good job opening a big hole, and he pounded it right in there for us.
It looked like early on Red Bank Valley was basically daring you guys to throw the ball. Obviously, that strategy didn't work very well. You guys aren't your old the old Clarion where it's high diddle diddle right up the middle, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, whatever you want to call it. 331 yards. I'm not sure, but that's got to be pretty close to a Bobcat record.
Yeah, Coach Weiser, he likes to run the ball here and there, but Coach just stepped in here and he likes to spread the ball around. I mean, we got lots of speed on our team. Ian Corbett was out with an injury tonight, so we had to make some adjustments there. And Cody Hurst had an unbelievable game against St. Mary's with 6 catches. So Red Bank decided to double cover him the whole time, which forced some of our guys to step up. Antonio Treese, Tanner Corbett, Thomas Plummer, they all had really big games stepping up due to Cody being double covered, which I know he's very frustrated about.
I know you guys must have achieved one of your goals tonight. You take home another KSAC small school division title with that win and the number one seed in the District 9 playoffs. But I'm guessing that's just one step on a road that you help goes a little longer than that.
Yes, absolutely. We take it one game at a time here. Getting that KSAC crown was first on the list, and now we're just trying to keep our undefeated season alive and just hope everything goes as good as it's been going in the past year for us. I mean, we got to work hard and practice and put in a lot of film work, and then hopefully that it all comes on Friday night whenever you step out there on the field.
Next week you guys make the trip, I think, down to Punxsutawney, if I'm not mistaken. Never an easy trip. You know, no matter how Punxsy is, they always seem to play Clarion tough down there. What do you guys need to do next week to keep rolling?
Yeah, they do play us tough. Punxsy's always a good challenge for us, which I'm really, really excited about. Our team facing a pretty good challenge here. Making the trip down to Punxsy, we're going to have to we'll have to watch some film work. We won't really know until going in here on Sunday. Look at some film and just decide on how we're going to attack them offensively and defensively. So.
Okay, thanks, Johnny, for joining us. Good luck next week at Punxsutawney. Congratulations on a huge game tonight.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Quarterback John Cadis, Clarion Area Bobcats. They're 7-0 in the season. A big thank you to him for joining us. Congratulations. 300-plus yards passing tonight. Another handful of touchdowns as well. Just another night at the office, I guess, for John Cadis. And, you know, you're exactly right. That Clarion Bobcat team, and I love Johnny's sense of humor there with the, yeah, sometimes Coach Weiser likes to run the football because that guy has a history. I mean, Coach Weiser prefers that, but yet he is not afraid to put the ball in the air. He never has been when he has a quarterback, and he has a quarterback right now. I mean, John Kadas, he is more than willing to put it into the hands of that quarterback. And with a guy like Johnny, that's what makes this team so dangerous, is that their running game is obviously pretty powerful, but at the same time, when you put the hands in, or the ball in the hands of Kadas, you have a guy like Hurst who can draw the, and great, you know, great talk there from the quarterback for the Bobcats, saying about how his premier receiver in Hurst getting double teamed, the frustration he has to be feeling, but yeah, he's finding the open guy now.
Well, you know, Dustin, I'm telling you, 331 yards. I'm going to have to really hit the memory bank, but that very well may be a Clarion area record. 300. You never hear Clarion throwing for 331 yards. I mean, like ever.
Yeah, yeah, I know. And that's the thing is the numbers. The numbers are surprising with Clarion. And but boy, it has to be great to see if you're a fan of the Bobcats, because you know that you have a guy like Kadas, who a team takes away the run, and you have a very, very accurate passer. And that's the thing that always strikes me when it comes to, and we have these all across District 9, too, not just the Clarion area, but the accurate quarterback is so much more important than anything else. If you can throw the ball accurately, that's more important than any other aspect of it. For that quarterback there. But again, Clarion wins tonight over Red Bank Valley 50-0. Let's take a look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard. As in the AML, North Cameron County over Otto Eldred 27-26. Smethport beats County 23-13. In the AML South, Kerwinsville 27, Ridgeway 24. Brockway over Elk County Catholic 49-20. In the KSAC Large School Division, Montauk 33, St. Mary's 26. Carson City 56, Punxsutawney 26. I've decided I'm going to do the rest of the scoreboard taking just one breath. Are you ready? KSAC Small School Division, Keystone 30, AC Valley 14, Union 32, Clarion Limestone 21, Clarion 50, Red Bank Valley nothing. Non-conference play, Dubois 55, Brookville 14, General McLean 70, Bradford 0, Kane 50, St. Joseph's Catholic Academy 14, in the Mountain League, Clearfield 27, Tyrone 26. That last score leads us to our next interview of the night, as we are on the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. We go out on the GR Cellular Hotline once again. No contract, no credit check, no hassle. They just save you money. Visit grcellular.com for more information. And we head out. It's Andy Brickley, the stat man for the First Media Radio crew, Clearfield Bison's broadcast team. And so, Andy, it's a darn shame that you didn't get a good football game to watch tonight, huh? With that 27-26 win. Yeah, it's a shame when you go to a game and you spend those hours there and you don't get to see a Clearfield team that led or were tied most of the way down by a score and then they score with under a minute to go. That had to be a very exciting game. I mean, you guys are the broadcast crew for Clearfield, so you're allowed to have that little bit of rooting interest for your team. You guys had to be excited, had to be excited with the ending in that football game tonight.
It was phenomenal, and we make no bones about it. We are definitely home dog announcers. We are Bison through and through, although we try to call it fair on the radio.
Sure, sure.
It was probably one of the most exciting games I've been part of since last year when we played them, because it was a 14-13 Bison victory last year as well. So quite a rivalry Clearfield has with Tyrone.
And they keep their regular season win streak alive there, right, too? I mean, this Clearfield team now, they just don't lose in the regular season.
It's been a good streak. You know, we didn't want to bring that up, but it's a new record for Clearfield with the 19 regular season wins here. So we didn't want to bring that up until the game was over.
You know, it was actually late in that. We're prepping for the show. It starts at 9:30, and we're getting those scores, and we hadn't gotten a final score from you guys yet, from the who we had at that game sending us scores. And so we're taking a look at that, and we actually start chatting, you know, hey, we need to figure out how many regular season games they've won in a row, because we might have to share tonight that comes to an end. But now we just get to share the fact that it doesn't come to an end and hopefully continues on. So now looking ahead for Clearfield, two more weeks of the regular season, and then they'll be playing in the Class AAA Championship game. So what, coming up next week, hosting Bald Eagle area and then at Phillipsburg Osceola. I know for folks that are tuned in to us from across District 9, you know, Clearfield is a team that folks are very knowledgeable about, but I think the Mountain League is kind of not quite as comfortable with it, not quite as familiar with it. So any feel on those last two games for Clearfield? I know you're not going to put a win in the column for Clearfield in those two games, but, I mean, are you expecting to see the Bison heading into a game against probably Punxsutawney at 9-0 for that Class AAA Championship game?
Right, and I actually talked with some of the Bison coaches today, and you know we're looking at Punxsutawney or Bradford, I think.
Yeah.
Don't want to put the horse the cart before the horse, but you know that would be ideal.
Right.
Not taking anything away from their programs, but yeah, I think Punxsy is what the coaches are anticipating there.
Yep. Yeah. So yeah, you're probably gonna see Punxsy there, but as you take a look at Bald Eagle area. You guys will be there for sure, obviously, but Bald Eagle area next week, Phillipsburg, Osceola the following week. Any feel on those two teams coming up here the next couple of weeks for Clearfield?
Absolutely. I mean, we never take Bald Eagle lightly. Again, that's another team that would love to take the Bison win streak and put it where the sun doesn't shine. There's no doubt about it. I mean, people are out to kill the record right now.
Yeah.
Bald Eagle, I don't know if I got a final score tonight. I think they played Huntington. I think they beat Huntington. Is that right?
Actually, we were trying to find one as well. So
I think it was Bald Eagle over Huntington tonight,
okay.
Like 40-14. And I can't remember. We get so many texts with scores. But I'm fairly certain that Bald Eagle beat Huntington. I didn't hear a Phillipsburg score.
I'm seeing the same exact thing there as Bald Eagle stopping a 2-point conversion late in that football game to defeat Huntington 49-47. So.
Oh, is that what it was? 49-47. So that's a high scoring game. Obviously, not sure if that was an offensive or defensive win for those teams. But I know Clearfield will be prepping. You know, they'll close the doors again this week and watch film and just dissect Bald Eagle. Team and hopefully see what happens next Friday. I would never guess a win or a loss. Obviously, I would hope for a win, but we'll see.
Andy, before we go here, let's get back to your game. And can you give us a little bit of an idea about the final drive for Clearfield? Of course, the game-winning score coming with under a minute to play. So, how did that all play itself out in that final few moments of the football game?
It was unbelievable. I mean, to be part of it and to watch it, it's just hard to put into words. But in the last, under a minute, Clearfield gets the ball back on a great defensive stop there. I think Tyrone scored about halfway through the fourth there. I want to say they scored around 5 or 6 minutes, and that put them up. And we didn't get a number of the kid who blocked this point after, but Seth Ford had blocked a point after attempt in the first half. So it may have been Seth. I mean, everybody just kind of gang tackled whoever got the blocked kick there, and Tyrone had a 26-20 lead. And then under that minute, Christian Lesser, my goodness sakes, this kid came through. I mean, every yard was a hard fought yard. We were looking at third down and three, fourth and three, and they just continued to play smash mouth football and run it up the middle. Christian initially. Earlier, in about the minute and a half mark, was trying to go a little bit east and west, not getting any yards, if any, maybe one or two. And then finally, you see Coach Janot go out there tell him to run forward. And they kept putting Eric Sellers in as quarterback tonight for the Bisons. He did a fantastic job. And Christian Lesser just ran hard up the middle. He got the much needed yards for the first downs. We had beautiful time management there on the clock. And 41 seconds, a half a minute into the ball game, Christian Lesser scores on a 4-yard touchdown run, but you'd swear it was 100 yards.
Well, Andy, we appreciate your time tonight. I'm sure you enjoyed tonight's game. If they could all be like that, be a great 10 weeks in a football, 10 weeks plus for Clearfield in a football season. But, Andy, we appreciate your time tonight. Thanks a lot for joining us.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks.
And that's Andy Brickley, the Statman for the First Media Radio Group, covers the Clearfield Bison. And, of course, you can follow him on Twitter at BrickStats. BrickStats is where you can follow him on Twitter. Clearfield wins tonight over Tyrone, final score of 27-26. Clearfield 5-0 in the Mountain League, 7-0 overall. Tyrone drops to 4-2 in the conference, 5-2 overall. Only other team in the Mountain League with one loss, Central Martinsburg. Central Martinsburg tonight, they had, who did they have on that their schedules? We take a look down through. They were at Phillipsburg Osceola in conference play tonight. We'll try to get a score for that one tonight as well. But Clearfield already having beaten Central Martinsburg, so things looking good for Clearfield.
I'll bet my wings that Central Martinsburg beat Phillipsburg Osceola.
Yeah, except the wings are free, so for us. But, yeah, I don't. I'll take the bet anyway. Either way, Clearfield looking good in the Mountain League here. Big thank you to Andy Bricky for his time tonight. All right, let's step aside to allow our stations to identify themselves. We'll come back, take a look at the All-American Awards and Engraving Scoreboard. We'll talk updated standings. We'll talk a little bit of playoffs as well as we make our way through the final half hour of the show. Lots more coming your way on the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. The Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com, part of the Explore Your Town Media Network, is brought to you by the Triple R Roadhouse, by All American Awards and Engraving, by Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler, by Bauer Truck Repair, by Smathers Insurance Agency, by Carly Tire, by Galbreast Furniture, by GR Cellular, and by the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny, ECUA. Visit them online at ecuapa.org. And this portion of tonight's show is brought to you by the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny, offering associate degrees in business administration and interdisciplinary studies for high school juniors and seniors and adult students, too. Classes offered in your backyard through interactive TV. Act now for spring session before your seat is gone. Check them out online at ecuapa.org. Dustin Kuiper with you, Chris Rossetti beside me, week 7 of the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Taking a quick look at the All-American Awards and Engraving Scoreboard. In the KSAC Large School Division, Montauk 33, St. Mary's 26. It was Carn City 56, Punxsutawney 6. KSAC Small School Division saw Keystone beat AC Valley 30-14, Union 32, CL 21, Clarion 50, Red Bank Valley 0. In the AML North, Cameron County 27, Otto Eldred 26, Smethport beats Cowdy 23-13. In the Mountain League, we just talked to Andy Brickley from the First Media Radio Group broadcasting that game tonight. Clearfield beats Tyrone 27-26. In non-conference play, DuBois 55, Brookville 14, General McLean 70, Bradford 0, Kane 50, St. Joseph's Catholic Academy 14. So that was the All-American Awards and Engraving Scoreboard. They'll put just about anything on just about everything at All-American Awards and Engraving. Find them online at AllAmericanHQ.com. Jim Carroll of All-American Awards and Engraving, a great friend of D9Sports.com, and we strongly, strongly encourage you to check out what he can offer you. Embroidery on shirts, hats, really anything. I mean, they say it, just about anything on just about everything. So make sure you check them out, AllAmericanHQ.com. Chris, before we get out on the GR Cellular Hotline, I know this is a Friday night overtime show that deals with football, but last Friday night, series tied at one apiece, Pirates, Cardinals, season comes to an end, right, Chris? I know you're a big Pirates fan. I'm not the level of Pirates fan that you are, but a final thought to put the season to rest for the Pittsburgh Pirates before we move on to the GR Cellular Hotline.
What a season. Just seriously. I mean, I don't know how else you describe it, Dustin. After 20 years of terrible, it went from terrible to the playoffs, into a Game 5 deciding game in the NLDS.
Yeah.
This year you couldn't have asked for anything more. Next year I ask for more.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, there's no question about that. It has to be more next year, but hey, if this was a baseball show, we'd talk about what the Pirates need to do to get better for next year. What are you going to do with A.J. Burnett? What are you going to do with all these different players? But
maybe we'll bring back the Coach Al show at some point.
There you go.
And we can talk about that sort of
stuff. Great idea. But for right now, let's head out on the GR Cellular Hotline, and we'll talk with Rich Rhodes of the Jeffersonian Democrats. And I almost forgot who this guy was, Rich Rhodes. We haven't talked to him in a couple of weeks, right? So it's easy to forget who you are, but Rich, you had tonight DuBois and Brookville. DuBois beats Brookville tonight 55-14. Pretty tough DuBois team, but I think We want to talk a little bit more with you about your reaction to what happened across District 9 tonight. And, you know, just have you had a chance to catch, I guess, the scoreboard so far tonight, Rich?
Yes, I have, but you got to ask me the same question you asked Chris. It's not fair.
Rich, any final thoughts on the Pirates baseball season?
I am by far more upset with me not getting my playoff gear for the Pirates until after they were eliminated.
You know, I'm actually blaming Rich Rhodes for them being eliminated. He went to went to the wild card game, they won. He went to game number three, they won. He didn't go to game number four, they lost.
Go to game four, Rich.
It's ridiculous that they lost.
What are you doing?
I put it out there. I was taking donations. Didn't get any. I would have gone. Anyhow, yeah, scoreboard, I'm kicking myself for not taking Monatah.
You know, Rich, it's funny because I said the same thing to Dustin that I actually had it written down when we were doing our picks. For those who don't know, we do picks every week for fun on D9Sports.com, and I wanted to take them, Rich. I really did. I was like, they played Red Bank Valley tough last week. I think St. Mary's is overrated. It's down at Monatah.
Well, I don't know overrated. I think them.
Think St. Mary's. St. Mary's being a one-loss team going into last week's game against Clarion, they're overrated.
Well, what I'm saying is St. Mary's, Brookville, Monatah, those three teams are fairly close. Now, I'll give Monatah plenty of credit. They outplayed Brookville and they beat them. But Monatah could have beaten Brookville, and they beat St. Mary's tonight. Monatah's got to get away from that tough early season schedule. They're just getting buried. And, you know, I mean, a loss is a loss, but this team, I've seen enough out of Monatah to tell me there's not much of a drop-off between them and Brookville.
I also think as the year's gone on, and I don't know anything about tonight's game, but Cody Skiver the last couple weeks has played a lot better for them, too. And that he was playing quarterback for them, and that's a big deal, too. Let's be honest.
Absolutely.
Getting better play out of that position is going to lead to you playing better football, too.
Hey, tell me if for those that are rooting for different teams that do good in different years, sort of a Pirates theme, the Sheffield Wolverines, I mean, they are, you know, it's going to be them and Smethport showdown next week. I know our guy up north, favors Sheffield a little bit maybe next week because of home field. Sheffield, Smethport, that's going to be fun.
You know, I wonder what people's thoughts on even Smethport are right now. You know, is the longtime District 9 fan being like, it's Smethport, I don't really want them to win because they always won? Or is this a situation where it's like, you know, they haven't really been there in a long time either, so...
Yeah, I agree with that, Chris. This program has, you know, there was a gap there of, you know, they had some... They might have had a couple decent years in there, but nowhere near where they were in the 90s. And obviously this year's team isn't anywhere near the 90s team, but they are in contention to win a division title.
Smethport, actually, I think, is a better example to the Pirates. You know, a great franchise that had come across some hard times.
Yeah.
Sheffield, on the other hand, has never won anything.
No,
they've never. They've been in the AML. They've been playing the AML title game since 1986.
Yeah.
Sheffield's never played in that game.
No, it's always been Eisenhower or Smethport in the early years, and then you know now it's Cowdersport or Port Allegheny recently.
And Cameron County. Let's not forget about Cameron County.
And Cameron County had a couple. Yeah, they had some good runs in there. So yeah, the other one is you know Ridgeway being a little. You know, kind of stubborn against Kerwinsville. You know, Ridgeway hadn't beaten Kerwinsville since 03. They knocked off, you know, earlier this year they had a big win against Brockway. Again, it just goes back to who is the second best Class A team in the district? There isn't one.
I think Kerwinsville's the second best.
Yeah,
I think, you know, they've had some close games, but they won those close games.
And how often do we struggle finding number two? It's usually, well, the best versus, you know, who's going to win the KSAC versus AML this year? I really don't think that's the case.
As I look at the potential, like if the playoffs were to start right now, Clarion's the number one seed. They would play 8 Ridgeway, so I don't think that would bode real well for the Elkers.
No.
7 Brockway against 2 Kerwinsville. Jeez, Kerwinsville's had Brockway's number for so long.
That's a fun game.
It is a fun game, though. 6 Cowdy versus 3 Red Bank. Boy, about what could be a toss-up game there. And then you'd have 5 Sheffield versus 4 Smethport.
again. How about that?
Well, I think that you're going to see that switch around a little bit depending on what happens the next couple of weeks.
Hey,
right now.
Real quick, just give us an idea here as we look at the Class A playoffs. You kind of transition into that. Don't have to give us the numbers, the details, but give us an idea. I mean, we know Clarion is in top seed because they're the top team out of the KSAC small. And we talked last week a little bit about the criteria, but if we started the playoffs today, unofficially, of course, because we're not the official deciding crew here, but we are pretty good at crunching the numbers. Who are the eight teams that are in right now? Are there any teams that are on the bubble right now for...
Well, we just went through the eight teams that are in, Dustin.
Right, just rehash them for us, just in case we didn't
catch
it. Yeah,
that'd be one Clarion, two Kerwinsville, three Red Bank. These are what their seeds would be. Four
sure.
Smethport, five Sheffield, six County, seven Brockway, eight Ridgeway.
And Red Bank's three because they're the second place.
Yeah, because
team
they're
out
the second
KSAC
place
small.
Team out of the KSAC small school, and it's a seeded situation.
And who has a chance? That's not
Union,
in that list.
Union has a chance.
Okay.
And CL has an outside chance now, but their loss to Union tonight really hurt them.
Yeah, the loser of that game is in real bad shape. The winner still has a chance. I guess, Chris, we'd be looking at who?
Well, Union and Ridgeway. Well, there's three large teams, and those three large teams right now would be County, Brockway, and Ridgeway. Union and Ridgeway have the same record.
Yeah.
Ridgeway right now gets in on the overall point system. They would have right now 350 to Union's 320. That's
okay.
Not knowing what Kennedy Catholic did. I'm not guessing Kennedy Catholic won.
Yeah,
and that would only add 10 extra points to Union anyhow, and they'd still be 20 points back of Ridgeway. Union still has AC Valley, I think, on their
Keystone.
They have Keystone, which you would think is a win for them. They have Cambridge Springs in there, I think, as well.
Yeah,
so
they have Montauk home next week at Keystone and home against Cambridge Springs. I was trying to look real quick to see where Cambridge Springs are. They are a pretty good football team, I'm pretty sure, and I'll get that here as we're talking. But and then Ridgeway, somebody, you know, I was going to look at Ridgeway's schedule as well. That really is
Cambridge.
Is
you're right, Rich.
Watch.
Cambridge Springs was 5-1 going into tonight's game. So.
Yeah, Ridgeway. Ridgeway's at Kane next week. You have them hosting Smethport week number 9 in a crossover game, and then
Who was that again, Dustin?
Ridgeway.
Yeah.
Ridgeway, you were talking about. They're going to be at Kane. Yeah, at Kane next week.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot.
Hosting Smethport week 9.
Ooh.
And that's not an easy one either. And then week number 10,
St. Joe's.
They have St. Joe's.
Yeah, so boy, that's
a tough way to end the season
that
for Ridgeway, but that's going to make it interesting.
That is a tough way to end the season for Ridgeway. No question.
Yeah, so I think that's the matchup to watch, everybody. That's the scoreboard watching, Ridgeway and Union. Really? I mean,
and then the question becomes, will we get into a situation like last year where a team decides they're not going to the playoffs because whether they should be going or not, do they not want to play Clarion?
Yeah,
I really think that was an issue last year. Teams didn't want to play Port Allegheny, so they didn't go. And District 9's got to fix that. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be fixed. If you have a system where it's not an open playoff system and a team qualifies, I don't think it should matter what their record is. They've qualified. If they elect not to go, they should be ineligible for the playoffs the following year.
Well, I think if an 18 bracket is an 18 bracket. I think you're right, Chris. I think last year the number one team getting a bye you could argue whether that hurts or not, depending on whether the team has injuries. But it's one less game they have to play. And, you know what? The seeding already builds in the advantage, so you should give them the 8 seed and go with it. I agree with that.
And I think, you know, take it to a level, say pro sports. If the Pirates finish 80-82 but qualify for the playoffs, they're not saying we're not going. This idea of the 500 rule, I get why schools in District 9 have that for open playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, although it then becomes, why do you have open playoffs if you're going to have 500 rules? But that's a discussion for another day.
Yeah.
But if you're going to have a closed playoff system, then whoever qualifies should be required to go, or there should be some punishment for not going.
This is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show. We're talking with Rich Rhodes on the GR Cellular Hotline. Just a potpourri, I guess, of District 9 playoff talk right now. Let's transition right now to the AA playoffs, if we can, quickly here. You have a five-team field in AA. What we have, Kane, Carn City, Brookville, St. Mary's, and Montauk are the five teams there. You have a Kane team that's likely going to find their way to that top seed in AA. Carn City, Brookville, St. Mary's, Can Montauk fight their way back in? They get their first win of the season. I mean, they're still three games back of St. Not that it goes by number of victories or winning percentage. It goes by the power points. But a lot of times, if you can get to, you can compare records, and that's going to tell you quite a bit there. Can Montauk fight their way back in? Is Kane a lock for the District 9 championship game? And then is the game to watch really, Rich, that game between 2 and 3 that probably ends up being Carson City-Brookville?
Well, yeah, it's going to be – well, you're figuring if you were guessing now, you're talking Carson City – or Kane would be the top seed, Carson City would be second. So they'd be the top two seeds. The 3-4 is St. Mary's-Brookville. St. Mary's has that win over Brookville, which I'm gathering is probably going to end up being the separation of how these teams finish. Brookville has a very tough schedule to finish out. They're going to – they have CL this week coming up, and then they have Clarion and Carson City. So you could very well say they're going to be 6-4 to finish out. St. Mary's has Red Bank, Bradford, and Bellefonte. Bellefonte, I believe, is winless. Bradford is struggling as well. Red Bank, St. Mary's, that's an interesting game. So you're talking probably a very similar record.
Does it matter? Yeah. I mean, not to really, but does it really matter? Carson City's not losing to either Brookville or St. Mary's.
No.
So it really doesn't matter who that 3-4 seed is.
Well, that should pretty much tell you. Carson City beat St.
So
Mary's 40.
It matters to St. Mary's and to Brookville as to where they go to lose.
Correct.
We're planning November 15th, November 16th. We're just
a rematch of the Carson City
which
game, which was a fantastic game last year. Last second touchdown pass by Carson City to win the district title.
If it's anybody other than Carson City playing Kane in the finals, it would be a very big surprise.
Right,
something's going to have to go way wrong.
Yeah, I don't think any of us are going out on a limb saying you can just schedule it right now. I mean, I realize all the cliches that are out there. You got to play, yada yada yada. But I don't think there's anything against us penciling that, and just hoping. And I think part of it is we're hoping to see that game too. But I don't think any of us should be surprised
if
we see that.
If people want to hear us tell it like it is, that's how it is.
Clarion
is the overwhelming favorite in A. And Carson City or Kane are going to win double A for sure.
If there's a triple A title game, it would be Clearfield versus Punxsie. And you saw what Carson City did to Punxsutawney tonight.
Yeah.
There's a huge gap between the best teams. And I mean, even Carson City, as great as they are, how bad did they lose to Clarion?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's a gap there still. And I'm not sure where Kane is in that whole overall grand scheme of things.
Right.
I'm not sure where Du Bois is in that whole grand overall scheme of things.
Well, if we could design our own who's the best in District 9 tournament, we'd have some fun with that, but that's not going to happen.
I guess the real question is, who's better, Clearfield or Clarion? And I'm kind of starting to lean towards Clarion a little bit on that one myself.
Well, the hype of Clarion is merited. I haven't seen them yet. I will. But they seem to be very balanced for a team that has a chance to do something very special in the postseason.
327 yards passing tonight by the Bobcats.
Yeah. I heard that Mark Struthers was hurt. Did he get in, Chris?
No. He's got a broken arm. He's in a cast. He might be out for a number of weeks. This doesn't look like this is a short-term injury for Struthers in Red Bank Valley. On the other hand, Ian Corbett did not play for Clarion with a sprained ankle. That does look like a short-term thing. I'm told that he will probably be back in next week at Punxsutawney. He was on the sideline in street clothes, but he wasn't on crutches or anything like that. So it happened early in the game up at St. Mary's. He only carried the ball once up there. Hate to say it for such a great player, but, man, they don't really need him. I mean, if there's any team that could survive a loss like that, it's Clarion. I mean, Red Bank Valley double-teamed Cody Hurst today. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, Clarion turned the ball over twice in the first half. Didn't matter.
Guys, changing gears a little bit here, following us on Twitter, and so we have some great folks that like to tweet at us, but just got one from our good friend Shane. Shane keeps us updated from Montauk. Shane letting us know Alex Feldbauer, I don't know where I came up with that pronunciation, but Feldbauer did not play this evening. That's the report that we're getting, that game between St. Mary's and Montauk. For whatever reason, he didn't play tonight. What does that do when you're feeling toward that game tonight, though?
Well, that's a huge factor. They lose by seven on the road without Feldbauer, and if anybody's checked the stats of that team lately, Feldbauer has a lot to do with what they do offensively. So that's obviously a huge factor. Not saying, maybe you could say it would have been different, without being there. I don't want to jump to that conclusion, but clearly that was a factor in St. Mary's.
No question, Rich.
Hey, Rich, we appreciate it. Great stuff tonight. Enjoyed chatting with you, and I look forward to chatting with you the last few weeks of the season, too, Rich.
That's a lot of minutes. I appreciate the time.
I know. You're gonna get a big check this week, aren't you?
Well, I may get a lot of people saying they heard me. I have a fan club for this show,
That $0 an hour times how many minutes? So I don't know what those are.
Wouldn't it be divided by minutes?
$0 an hour times the number of... Well, we have to convert minutes.
Never mind.
Rich, thanks very much for joining us. We appreciate
your
time.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
That's Rich Rhodes from the Jeffersonian Democrat, the leader of Indicator, joining us on the GR Cellular Hotline. Hey, folks, if you ever want to share your thoughts, have a question, or have a piece of information like Shane did from Monitor, and you want to get that to us, just tweet us during the show. We'd love to put that on as well, at d9sports.com, and we will certainly... answer your question, or may be able to, just like that, might be very important information for us that comes in very handy to us. All right, let's step aside for our final break of the show. This is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show right here on D9Sports.com.
Hey, folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So, Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations in the Marcellus gas tanks. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
It's all something.
You wouldn't take a long drive without checking the oil, gas, fluids, and tires. Maybe you should check your auto insurance, too.
Fill her up? No, just check the deductible.
Talk to your independent agent. We're driven to get you the best rate. R. James Mathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles, too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
All right, back in the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show, D9Sports.com. Dustin Kiefer, Chris Rossetti with you here. We will take a look at the scoreboard one final time, but we'll do that in just a moment. Right now, we bring on the GR Cellular Hotline, Andy Close of the Bradford Era. Andy, thanks for joining us tonight. You have 23 seconds. Go ahead and share your thoughts. No, we're just joking, actually. Wanted to talk to you a little bit here just in the final couple of minutes of the show.
Andy.
Yes.
What has happened to Bradford Owls football? 70-0. General McClain was taking knees to not run the score up. Negative 20 yards offense. What is going on with Bradford Owls football?
The Bradford football program is in terrible shape. It's funny you mentioned them taking the knees. They take a knee to start the fourth quarter. Then you hear a Bradford fan in the stands yell, play the game, play the game. And so they play the game and break off a 53-yard touchdown on the next play. I don't know where you start with this program. They can't score. They can't stop anyone. They're not getting commitment, by and large, from the kids. I know it's something the coaching staff has talked about, not getting a commitment from the kids in the off season. But this is really this is really as bad as it gets. I don't know where you start finding solutions. I mean, it's just, there's no other way to describe it. It's just bad, bad football.
This was a proud football program, and if I had to pick one turning point, it was when they decided to fire Jerry Pattison as the defensive coordinator, and that led to the resignation of the head coach. And nothing against the coaching staff there now, but it just seemed like it sent a bad message all the way through the program.
Well, it did, and I think, Chris, when it comes to situations like that, I think you're absolutely right. That was the turning point for the program. You have to start at the top of the athletic program. You have to start with the athletic director, Tim Walter, who has oversaw all this. And you have to wonder what's going through his head as he sees this team, 180 to nothing in the last 3 weeks. I mean, it doesn't get any worse than that. To me, it starts at the top, and it permeates down through the program.
I want to put this on the kids because, you don't want people to think that you're razzing on the kids here, and I'm really not. I think the kids are trying hard. I'm just not sure that they're getting the leadership at the adult level that they need to be successful. And once again, we're not talking a football program that's never had success. We're talking a team that a decade ago was playing Neil Walker and Pine Richland High School for the right to go to Hershey. And now the teams are pitying them. I mean, I don't know how else you call taking a knee at the start of the fourth quarter other than pity.
No, I mean, it's embarrassing. You talk to coaches about this. You don't want to embarrass the kids, but you don't want to run up the score either. So it's really a lose-lose situation for everyone involved. And really, there's enough blame to go around for everyone. You can put it on the athletic director. You can put it on the coaching staff. You can put it on the kids. It's really, it does start with the kids, but it is a failure at the adult level.
What's the fan reaction? You're there. What's the fan reaction right now?
It's almost laughable. I mean, you have some. You can hear some angry parents yelling, angry fans yelling in the stands. Wanting them to change the offense, wanting them to do different things. But it's really a feeling of, they're resigned to the fact of how bad they are, and they're just looking for anything to kind of change that tide, whether it be a change in philosophy, a change in coaching staff, or, just a better effort from the kids. And I think you're getting the effort from the kids, but boy, I don't know where to start.
Well, hopefully they get it figured out, because that's a fun football program to watch when it's good, and it's really a shame to see where they're at now. Andy, thanks for joining us here on the GR Cellular Hotline. We need to do one more quick check of our scoreboard. Just going to run down the scores here. In the AML North, it was Cameron County 27, Otto Eldred 26, Smithport 23, Cowdersport 13, Kerwinsville in the AML South 27, Ridgeway 24, Brockway 49, Elk County Catholic 20. In the CASAC Large School Division, Manitowoc picks up its first win of the season, 33-26, over Alex Feldbauer-Liss St. Mary's. Carn City 56, Punxsutawney 6. In the CASAC Small School Division, Keystone, its first win of the season, 30-14 over winless AC Valley. Union 32, Clarion Limestone 21. Union keeps its playoff hopes alive. Clarion without Ian Corbett all over Red Bank Valley, who was playing without Mark Struthers, 50-0. The Bobcats win the CASAC Small School Division, wrap up the number one seed in the District 9 Class A playoffs with that victory. In the Mountain League, last-minute touchdown from Christian Lezer leads Clearfield to a 27-26 win over Tyrone. In non-conference action, Dubois all over Brookville, 55-14. In the game we just talked about, General McLean 70, Bradford nothing. Kane 50, St. Joseph's Catholic Academy 14. And tomorrow night at Port Allegheny High School, it's Sheffield at Port Allegheny. Big game there for the Wolverines as they try to keep pace with Smethport to set up that big showdown next week.
Yeah, I was just going to say, looking ahead to next week, that's a Saturday afternoon game, so maybe we'll get a chance to preview.
I thought it was a Saturday night game.
No, I'm talking the next week's game, Smethport-Sheffield,
you were talking about.
Yeah, you're right about tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
Sheffield-Port Allegheny is a 7 o'clock kickoff. But Smethport-Sheffield next week, big one in the AML North, that's going to be a Saturday afternoon kickoff. So we're not going to be able to talk about that one except for to maybe preview it. But that's a big one coming up next week. The CASAC goes to crossover games next week, small school versus large school division. AML North sees Cameron County at Port, County at Otto Eldred. AML South has Ridgeway at Kane. Boy, Ridgeway heading into a very difficult part of the schedule as they try to hold on to a District 9 playoff spot. Clearfield's going to be hosting Bald Eagle Area next week. Brockway goes out of conference to Fort Cherry. Carn City is going to be at Oil City. AC Valley's at St. Joe's. Keystone's out of conference as well. They go to Mercer to take on the Mustangs. And AML South play on Saturday evening. Kerwinsville is going to be at Elk County Catholic. The crossover games at the KSAC sees Clarion at Punxsie, Red Bank at St. Mary's, Montauk Union, CL at Brookville, Meadville's at Bradford, Warren's at Dubois in District 10, Region 5 play.
Hey, I want to do a quick shout-out here. I want to shout-out, just before we leave, to the kids at Punxsutawney High School. They did a high school game day thing. It's really awesome.
Yeah.
Go check out our Twitter account, at D9Sports. We retweeted it last night. Those kids deserve a big shout-out for that. It's really awesome.
Hey, really? I watched that, too. I saw it because I follow D9Sports, interestingly enough, and I saw that. That's all. That's just great. No better word to say, Chris. All right, that's going to do it for the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com, part of the Explorer Town Media Network. Big thank you to all the folks that joined us tonight. And a big thank you to All American Awards and Engraving and the Triple R Roadhouse. For my broadcast partner, Chris Rossetti, this is Dustin Kuiper saying so long for week number 7. You've been listening to the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you next week for week number 8.